Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Saturday, November 24th, Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions presents Chuck the Iceman Liddell as he returns to the cage to take on the Huntington Beach bad boy, Tito Ortiz, in their third and final chapter of their historic rivalry at the Fabulous Forum, plus a fully stacked undercard of competitive MMA talent. Don't miss this night of historic rivalry, Saturday, November 24th at the Forum. Tickets start at $30 and are available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 800-745-3000.
What up, it's your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony Family Tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hat. At a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of the Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
And welcome to the Fighter's Voice, Misfits of Gold weekly special. I'm sure today's going to be a tremendous show as the elections just occurred and we're going to have a lot to say. But we need to add one more caller as I didn't have his number and I'll take the downfall for that. But we're going to add Cash916 to the show. Lord have mercy on us.
Maybe the SEC would be cool today.
Hello? Man, don't be trying to answer the phone all professional and shit, bro.
I didn't know who it was, and then it kind of registered. Oh, fuck, yeah, I forgot. I just got done smoking a blunt, bro, so come on. I'm a little slower now. You know
what I'm saying? Slower than a tweaker in a hurry.
He was busy waxing Feinstein after he went out there and put 100,000 votes in for last night.
Didn't everybody?
Oh, shit, man, I'm dying. Marijuana passed in the state of Missouri. I mean, now I don't have to beg you guys to send me anything.
What kind of weed are you getting in Missouri, though? You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe it's not Bammer.
Oh, man, we don't roll that swag out here, bro.
Right. Ain't nobody like poop.
No, but I want to take today's... I kind of want to start today's show on a serious note. Man,
fuck that. Not playing. Not playing.
Oh, he's killing me. No, but let's take part of it on a serious note. We could kind of have fun with it a little bit later. You know, I watched Trump give a speech today, and I got to tell you, man, the way he correlated himself today even made me like him that much more. I mean, you know he's got to be pissed off because they lost half the aspect of the power that they had, but... You know, for him to go outright and call somebody a racist and told them they asked a racist question on national television, got to give the man the credit for that, you know. And then he even backed it up with stats. You know, after last night's election, not election, well, whatever. It is elections, I guess you want to call it, the pre-elections, pre-ejaculation, whatever the hell you want to call it. you know, honestly, for the first time in U.S. history, you know, a president after being in office for 2 years didn't get half the hate. He didn't get half the disrespect that has come along in the past with other presidents. Why do you think that Donald Trump is faring so well after yesterday's elections?
And I think a lot of people are scared. dude, they don't want to get shitted on. That dude will shit on anybody, bro. Anybody. Comment under his one of his Twitter fucking posts or something and watch him go full fucking hog wild on you. You know what I mean? They're like, dude, fuck that. I'm going to let this dude say whatever the fuck he wants to say. If he'll snap back at you. Dude, Obama's not snapping back at you. Fucking Bush wasn't snapping back at you. Donald Trump is a motherfucker, bro. He'll snap right back at you, and he'll fucking say some shit. You know what I mean? Probably some shit that's fucked up, too. You know what I mean? So I just think a lot of people, you know what I mean? They're just a lot of people secretly fucking believe what that guy says. You know, some people say it in their fucking homes that he says on the mic or something, you know. I respect the dude for some of the shit he says that a lot of people won't say. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, fucking if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, it's fucking probably a duck. I mean, but he'll say some shit. But he'll say that shit, though. You know what I mean? And he'll say it. You know what I mean? He'll say, look, that girl's ugly.
Yeah, that
motherfucker will quack. Dude, he called fucking Hillary ugly, bro. Who's ever done that in a political race? They'll think, oh, that's not politically correct. And you don't give a fuck about being politically correct. You're like, dude, plus I don't want to look at her face for 4 years. Who wants to look at that ugly face for 4 years? Dude, that's funny.
Well,
who wants
to look at that ugly snatch for 4 years?
what other politician or fuck are anybody gonna say anything? You know what I mean? To Donald Trump, dude, it's fucking hilarious. The shit that dude said, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised he hasn't snapped on more people. You know, I think he don't know how to handle some people, but. But, man, I don't know. I just think a lot – it's the people. That's basically what I'm saying. It's the people. Some people are like, cool with what he does. I'm not saying – I'm not – what did he call it? I'm not disagreeing with them, but I'm not agreeing with them also. You know what I mean? So they just want to say shit, and I'll just let him do whatever the fuck he wants to do. You know what I mean? So,
hey, you got to be careful now. MF has got a poster of Trump on his fucking wall, bro. So just be careful on that step.
Hey, bro, you gotta see it, though. That motherfucker's riding a polar bear. He's got a fucking cannon in one side and a laser beam coming out of his fucking eyes.
And a shit stain on the back of the polar bear.
Right.
Well, he has a shit fucking skid mark.
You guys are Californians. Hold up real quick. I want to ask you guys. You guys are Californians. And I don't mean to degrade the state, but how stupid is it not to rescind a tax that was put on the people when you had the opportunity to take a tax off yourself, but yet you still allow it to go through? I mean, are the people of California that mesmerized, that much of a sheeple aspect? What was the thought of that?
Well, you got to think, dude. Like, I'm not going to be like beating a dead horse and elephant in the room or whatever, but you got to look at where all the votes are coming from. Like, there's been so much voter fraud going on in the last fucking – well, I mean, it's probably always gone on, but right now, like, especially, they're getting everybody to vote. Like, when I went in and voted, nobody asked my fucking ID. Nobody even asked who the fuck I was, talked to me, nothing. They were like, oh, dropping off a ballot? Okay, boom. Go over in that box. They didn't check shit, nothing. I didn't have to sign a paper. Like, I remember every election beforehand, like, you had to go in there and sign to let them know, okay, this is me, I'm here, here's my fucking ID, boom. Nah, dude, they didn't even fucking acknowledge me. They're like, nope, go throw in the fucking box over there. But then you get it was painted in such a way to where it's like it makes it seem, you know, if you make gas more expensive, people will drive less, so less accidents. You know, people will be more healthy because they're fucking, you know, they got to walk around, they got to ride a bike, they got to do other types of fucking transportation. So there's ways that the politicians, and even, like, I know some doctors that were talking along the same lines. And, like, it actually makes sense when you hear how they're talking about it. But when you look at it, it's like, okay, wasn't fucking Proposition A supposed to be about this shit, the plastic fucking bag tax? And I swear there was another one not that long ago that was supposed to be for fucking infrastructure and all that shit. So it's like, how are
the
they
straws,
gonna get it? Like, oh,
bro.
You know, how are you going to say, like, okay, I can't give you a plastic straw, but I can give you this paper straw in a plastic bag? Because that makes what fucking type of sense? Oh, wait. I can give you this plastic fucking syringe with a little fucking metal point that's just going to get thrown on the street because that's hazardous waste and you can't actually just, like, throw it away in the fucking regular garbage. So, yeah, let's talk about California, bro. Let's talk about how we just decided that we're going to raise taxes up the fucking asshole, you know, but nobody gave a shit about the fucking children's hospital. Nobody gave a shit. Nobody cared. everybody passed every other fucking thing that was going to raise taxes, but nobody cared about the Children's Hospital. Why? Because they're so heavily funded anyways. Oh, okay. Because that makes what fucking type of sense? And then they said, you know, something about the fucking emergency workers where now they don't even get a fucking break, that if they get called for an emergency, they have to go. Now, granted, I understand that because that's your fucking, you know, that's what you signed up to do. You are a fucking, you know, public service fucking, you know, emergency person. I don't even know the fucking actual proper term for it. But, you know, you sign up for that job. Yeah, it's going to take certain fucking things. You may get called an emergency in the middle of your fucking job. But it just shows you how entitled and how selfish people are, because that's how it was painted. It was painted to the fact that, like, you know, if an emergency happens, oh, these guys are just going to say they're on lunch. It's like, no, what you assholes don't realize is how many fucking overdoses happen, how many fucking cats get stuck in the fucking trees, how many fucking times does taxpayer money get wasted on some fucking bullshit emergency call that didn't even need to have that in the first place. I got a fucking neighbor who's a piece of shit and either be in fucking jail or dead, and I don't care. I don't wish evil on nobody, but that motherfucker done. He gets it coming from me one way or another in this life or the fucking next. But either way, like, this motherfucker, on top of causing all this shit on the street, right, beats up his baby mom in front of the fucking kid with a fucking bat, and this fool's already out of jail. Already out of jail and causing fucking problems on the fucking street, dude. You know what I mean? So look at how California fucking is. California is a mess. You got all these rich-ass people telling you that these other rich people are fucking evil, all while sucking your fucking money. You know, it's like the sheep are going to follow whoever feeds them, even if that same person leads them to slaughter later, and that's just the way it fucking goes. And people don't do enough self-educating because they can just hop on Google, which we all know leans liberal. Anything you go on the internet leans more fucking liberal, so they're all going to get fed this one perspective under the guise of it's going everywhere else. You can even watch Fox News now. Fox News is trickling down that side. So that you got one side is completely on fucking liberal side, one side is completely on the conservative side. They both just want to fuck each other, and they're both fucking us in the process. But nobody wants to actually stand up and really fucking kind of do anything about it, because when the options arise, it's like, oh, we're just going to pick a fucking lesser two evils. Like, even fucking Trump. Trump trying to make fucking coup with Dianne Feinstein is one of the funniest things I've ever seen, because that is, like, the most genius strategical move you could do. Well, we'll get to that in another fucking, you know, another breath about that shit. But when you talk about the shit that Trump says all the time, and I'm going on this subject because he spoke on it earlier, when you talk about the shit that he says, like, no, I don't fucking agree with it. Not a lot of it, but do I agree with some of it? Yeah, why the fuck not? He's a businessman. I dig where the fuck he's coming from. But, being I understand propaganda and mind manipulation very well, when he says that stupid shit, don't for a second think that it just slipped out. That's my point.
Oh, no. You know,
he said that shit for a reason, you know what I mean? Because think about it. He's been in the news, he's been in the tabloids, he's been on social media. Everybody is talking about Trump, whether it's good or it's bad. And anybody in business will tell you, and Don, I'm sure you're aware of this, you know what I mean? As long as you're relevant, you will constantly keep building. And that's what he's doing, because he don't give a fuck. I got my own money. I got my own dynasty. I don't care about fucking opinions of sheep. You know, he's a fucking wolf. That motherfucker's going to go do what he wants to do. He's got world leaders that are bending to him now. Canada, Mexico. You know, I'm waiting to see what the fuck he does with China when he goes over there and just punks them and everybody sees it. It's like, oh, okay, shit just happened. Anyway, best buddies with Kim Jong-un, you know what I mean? He gave the schoolyard bully a fucking a little lollipop and some fucking toys, and that motherfucker's happier than a clam right now. You ain't heard shit from him.
Oh, man, I think we just need to hand everybody a DMT hit and just let them re-experience life. You know, man, you know what? It's tremendous, because not everybody knows who Johnny is. But, you know, to answer your question, MF, you know, when marijuana was made recreational, when it was actually even dispensary only, you know, a large amount of the money was supposed to take care of or lighten up the load of the taxpayers' pockets. And, you know, I was just out there, fuck, man, where are they fixing the roads? Because when you drive down a road in California, you better be in a four-wheel drive vehicle, otherwise your shit's getting beat the fuck up. I mean, they're not putting any money back into the infrastructure. They're not putting any money back into their cities. Where is all this capital going?
Bro, you know they're building a fucking satellite? California is building their own fucking satellite on top of that high-speed rail. Where the fuck do you think the money's going? And then you got all these fucking, you know, celebrities and money mongers and everything else. Dude, do you see how much money was spent during the fucking Democratic election? How much money was spent, dude? Jesus fucking Christ. Dude, it was like $533 fucking million, dollars, bro. Dollars spent on fucking elections. Where could that money have fucking gone? Where do you think? You know, it lines their pockets and it lines how they're going to pay for their next fucking election, whatever the fuck they're going to do. These assholes don't give a fuck about us. We're like their little fucking worker ranch. As long as we're happy enough to where we don't bitch, they're only going to pay us enough to where we don't fucking actually rise up. You know what I mean? It's just the way it fucking goes. Until people actually hold their heads out of their asses, grab their fucking nuts, realize that we're not fucking robots. Well, I mean, a good majority of us aren't. Well, maybe fucking minority. I don't know. But I'm not a fucking puppet with my strings getting pulled. You know what I mean? I may get manipulated by certain fucking things, but everybody's fucking susceptible to that shit. But, yeah.
You know what? I think Cash was a little bit ahead of his time. And I'm not even going to say it in words. I'm just going to play a little snippet of it.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Hey. Mike, you killing with the
West, hey.
Hey, let's show them how to do it. Stoves. Hard stand. Cheese. Rivety. Come on, let's kill them on this one. Let's show these youngsters how to do it, yeah. Cause they doing it wrong. We doing it right. Hey. Shout out,
Hawk. I had to, Johnny, and I had to bump that because, oh, man. You know, to the listeners that are joining us today, Johnny is actually Cash 916, Mad Money in the house. You know, Johnny, what are your thoughts on what MF translated into words about the aspect of California, and where would you like to see change, bro?
But everybody just really just has to me, everybody always relies on somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like my kids rely on their mom to get them up for school. You know, they rely on their mom to get them, you know, their children, you know what I mean? They rely on her. But then as we become adults, you know what I mean? We're taught to rely on our teachers. They're teaching us the best. Rely on my boss. He's paying my paycheck to fucking provide for my family. I think we rely on too many people. We rely on the fucking news for our information. You know what I mean? And we're all human, so there's corruptness everywhere. There's going to be everywhere. I think, dude, you got to get out there for your own. You know what I mean? It's like I have fucking teenagers. You know what I mean? I have eight from 18 to 14. Fuck, bro. You have no idea. I have... There's directions. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, my parents raised me this way, so I'm going to rely on that. But then again, I wasn't always happy in my childhood also. You know what I mean? So now I'm conflicted with myself of relying on my parents' way or do my way. And let's see, you know, see where we go. So I've taken a little bit of both. You know what I mean? I'm not totally relying on my parents to raise my kids now. You know what I mean? We rely on too many people for shit. Get out there and do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like when people are, how you can't complain if you didn't vote. Okay, get your ass out there and vote. You want more of this? Then how about you do something about it? Okay, you're tired of this? How about you fucking start a some type of fucking group or whatever? Whatever you got to do to be heard or to get it to change. But you do it. You fucking do it. Don't let anybody else do it. Because then you rely on people. You know what? Hey, did you get that in on time? Did you shoot that email off in time? Why don't you fucking do it? You know what I mean? And it's too much. California is the fucking worst at it. We always rely on other people. We want to get behind other people. Like, everybody's too fucking sensitive. It's like, dude, why? Why are you so sensitive? Because this person's telling you that what you're saying is wrong? Fuck out of here. You know what I mean? It's like, no. You have your own fucking opinion. You have your own way. And you do it how you want to do it, man. Shit, it's not. Life isn't hard, dude. Life is not hard at all. It's just how you make it.
Yeah, I mean, shit, man. I've been here 53 years, and I don't know. You know, in some aspects, that's one thing that we love about the show. We agree to disagree, but we're always still going to end up homies at the end of the show.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
I did a post last night, and I'm not going to mention any fighters' names, but there's a few fighters lately that have really fucking pissed me off, bro. I'll use that Peter Griffin terminology. These motherfuckers really grind my gears, bro. But I started interviewing these dudes when they were nobodies. I mean, theoretically, nobodies. And most of them through the last 3.5, 4, 5 years. And now that they have finally made it, now they act like I don't exist. Now they act like, you know, I never done anything for them. It used to be a phone call. twice a day or every other day or whatever. But now it's like, you know, I'm lucky if I hear from them once a month. And, you know, it's like it had me questioning, was the last 23 years of my life in combat sports, have I really made a difference? And I know we've talked about this on other shows, but, you know, after sitting in bed for four fucking weeks with a broken foot and waiting on surgery and all this other shit, it kind of makes you just kind of dig down deep and look at life and look at social media as it portrays in front of you in a different aspect. And I tell you what, I don't know if I've made a difference. You know, I don't know if I've made a change. All I know is I've given without expectations. I watch these motherfuckers grow. But when they hit the spotlight, it seems like you're faded, like they forget who you are. Why is life like that? Johnny, you're in the entertainment industry as an artist. You know, you experience, what is it about that aspect of entertainment that has people flip-flopping and not staying true?
I think a lot of it comes from so much hard work, and then, like I said, you rely on other people. Like me right now, if I want to put out music, I'm going to put music out. Now, I'm not relying on Don to fucking shop my music around. You know what I mean? I don't rely on that. You know, if I want to shop my music around, I'm going to go do it. And what a lot of these people think is because, you know, that your social media has a lot to do with it, is because they see these people. They see these people. Like, I see rappers constantly posting up about the money they have and all the shit they have, right? But then, okay, the 6ix9ine character, right, kids, for example. $250,000 on this chain, bitch. Fucking $500,000 on this car, bitch, right? All this money, right? All this fucking gave his mom $1 million for his fucking, for her birthday, right? Okay. We see that. You see that. But then you turn around and you listen to a guy named Russ. And, you know, he has a chain, one chain. He's not super flamboyant. And then you look at his social media, and then you look at the Forbes list. And the motherfucking Russ made the Forbes list of 7 million. Where's all the other rappers that are flaunting all this money? You know what I mean? Because guys that start out, young kids that start out, not me in particular, because I'm old, and I know that shit, that's bullshit. You know, that's just a ploy. They're not showing the hard work or the years of not having shit. You know what I mean? But these young kids, they see the face tattoos. They see the fucking Bentleys. They see the 10,000 stack that they're fucking tossing in the strip club. You know, they see the jewelry. They see all that shit, and they think that that's going to be them. I can rap better than so-and-so, or I can sing better than so-and-so, or fight better than so-and-so. That's every person that believes in themselves, that's everyone's belief. Yeah, you're right, you can. But what about the hard work? You're putting in work, you're fucking putting in work, and you're putting in work, and you're putting in work, and you know you got to put in work. You know, you feel entitled, and then nobody's helping you, but you're doing it. You're doing it. But then the people that did help you, and for you to just, for people to shit on them or just forget about the people that did help you, that just shows the type of person who they really are. What are you really doing it for? What am I really rapping for? What was I really fighting for? Was it all for me, 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 me? Or was it for a bigger picture? You know what I'm saying? And it comes to just the way that, just the way that person is in general. You know what I mean? I've never forgot the people that got me there. You know, started fighting. I'll never forget the people that were, you know, that featured on a song when I, you know, when nobody ever, when I had 100 followers or something. You know what I mean? It tells a lot about a person, and, you know, just the way they are, their work ethic. You know, you look at somebody that's getting up, rolling out of bed at 10 o'clock every day because they don't have shit to do, you know, and then they want something to fall on their lap. And those are the first ones that act that way, that forget everything, you know, that you have, you know. What are you really in it for? You know what I mean? Seriously, what are you really in it for? What type of person are you? Are you a selfish person? And it's usually those people are those people that are doing it for the wrong reasons that turn their back on their boys or their people that just help them out along the way. You know, it's the selfish people that were doing it all for the wrong reasons, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're fucking up that old school code, bruh. I mean, because it's like, not once will you ever hear me ask somebody to give me back for doing something for them. Not once.
Oh yeah.
Not once, you know. And I've been doing this shit for 23 years. I've been doing radio for almost 15 years now. And not once, man. I honestly, a lot of these young people that I find and bring on the show, I go through the feed and then I research them. You know, I'll find one or two out of 200 or 300, and then I'll research them. And then if I find a unique quality, then I'll bring them on the show, you know, and I try to share them with the world on my MMA show because it's growing immensely. Hell, my last episode did 391,000 live listens. I'm currently in between 7th and 6th in the nation as far as my show goes. And, you know, obviously I'm doing something right, but MF, I'm going to pose this question to you because you're a man of the darkness. You're a man that doesn't like the glitz and the glam of the glory of what you do. You're a trainer. You know, how do you perceive this aspect?
You can look at it in a lot of different ways, man. You know, like, I've helped out tons of people that fucking eventually they got where they were going to go, and, dude, our paths just fucking separated, you know. Was I a little upset about it? Like, yeah, you know, I helped somebody, but at the same time, it's like the more I thought about it, it was like, dude, I'm going to continue to do what I do. You know, like, I help people. I do what I can. You know, they're going to do what they're going to do, regardless of, you know, my interactions or how I help them or my feelings about the subject. You know, it's like people are going to do initially what they believe is best for them. You know what I mean? So if, and there's a lot of people that they were maybe nerds, dude, maybe were like social outcasts, maybe, you know, wanted to be the popular fucking kid. And the second they got that little fucking taste, dude, whether it's music, you know, fighting, could be fucking anything, dude, but you'll always see it as these youngsters. Or even just, it could be fucking anybody, dude, to be honest. I've seen grown-ass men do this shit. But they get a little bit of love, and all of a sudden they start thinking that they're fucking, you know, 10 times fucking bigger than what they are. And they will. They'll forget about the people that got them there because, you know, somebody put it in their head that, oh, I'm self-made. Oh, I'm self-made. Oh, I'm self-made. But there's not one motherfucking person on this planet that was self-made. At one point in time, they had help, and at one point in time, they had to do some shit themselves. You know what I mean? Now, granted, some people are going to get more help than others, but there's not one person that did it out there and did it on themselves. Somebody taught you how to talk. Somebody taught you how to fucking ride a bike. Somebody taught you how to drive a car. Somebody taught you how to fucking interact with people. Somebody taught you something. You learned something from somebody. Even if it was just a fucking book, somebody gave you that information. You know what I mean? But people are going to be ungrateful, dude. It's just the way it fucking goes. You know, to me, you just got to let that shit fucking roll off. I don't give a fuck, you know. You just maintain what you can do, you know, stay tied with your inner circle. Control what you can and fucking accept the shit that you can fucking control. You know what I mean? Just keep fucking moving forward. A lot of the times, you just like, you know, you're going to come across people in your life that are going to, you're going to learn from. There's people that are going to help you. There's people that you're going to get a fucking, some kind of like really, really like thick lesson. There's people that are going to help you grow. You know, and there's people that are going to stick around. So people that you meet throughout your life are going to serve a certain purpose. You know what I mean? So look at it this way. If anything, like what Johnny was saying, when they do that shit, bro, they just showed you who they were. Rather than you having to sit there and ask about it, find about it, whatever, they literally just showed you. Thank them for that, because now you no longer have to waste time with that individual. They're no longer going to drain your emotions, drain your energy, take up fucking space in your memory, you know what I mean? Thank that person. Be thankful. Be grateful for the fact that it's like, okay, dude, you know, I was still able to do what I like to do. You know, selfish as it is, I like to help people. You want to go be an asshole and show me that I can't trust you on that particular level? I appreciate this shit, because now there's somebody else that could be deserving of that time. Not saying that fucking, you know, I'm worth like this, you know, worth all this fucking shit, but it's just the way it is, bro. Like, time is the one thing we can't get back, and that's the only thing we're really fucking worth. You know, so it's like when somebody wastes your time, you know, at least at that point in time, he showed you that you no longer have to waste time on. At least that's how I see it.
Yeah, I feel that, man. You know, I like the way both you actually, you know, spoke about that, because it's true to fact, man. It's just like, I don't know, man. I see myself, you know, I guess because I'm kind of down and out, you know, not knowing when I'm coming back and not knowing where the sport is going to take me next. But it's just like, I mean, this motherfucker just straight stabbed me in the back, bro. I mean, played me like a fool, called me up, said, yo, bro, I want to train with this homie and I want to train with this homie. Can you hook me up? Next thing I know, them homies are at his fucking gym. They left where they were. And now he tried it with a third person, and it's like, man, you know, it makes me look like a fool in the sport. It truly did. It made me look like a fool because other people caught that aspect of it. But it's like you said, man, it's already out there. It's in the open. You know, You know, those who fuck others get fucked back. They'll get their just. You know, but I want to take things on a comical note that had me dying today because I seen a meme, bro. And when Nancy Pelosi went up to speak, it looked like damn near her false teeth were about to fall out, and somebody put a meme next to it of Donald Trump with a big-ass smile on his face. You know, do we have another Monica Lewinsky situation?
Bro. I'm sure some crazy fuckers are popping them dentures out and see what happens. I mean, why not, brother? So that's a hell of a notch on the belt, you know what I mean? And let on that, how often do you get a chance to get some fucking, you know, I mean, you get it gummed, bro. Like, seriously, gummed.
Dude, who would want to suck Trump's dick, bro? Come on.
Hey, you know, I'm sure there's quite a few of the politicians that did. They're like, oh, he's like, oh, you want some money, honey? All right, I got you.
Right? Remember last year's Christmas party?
Oh, shit, now our new governor fucking slept with his fucking, what was it, the dude that was running his fucking campaign, slept with his homie's fucking wife.
Oh,
We need to get Oleg.
Gavin Newsom slept with his campaign manager's fucking wife. Like, how funny is that shit? Hey, that's what he gets for letting his fucking wife hang out all those late nights campaigning for the motherfucker. Come on,
hey,
she's seeing all the good.
She's
seeing all the good parts. She's seeing all the good parts about him. You know what I mean? Oh, he's such this guy. Oh, he's such that guy. Oh, he's such this guy. And my husband, he's not like that. You're fucking campaigning for a guy. There's no fucking way I would have let my wife campaign for another fucking dude. You gotta be out your goddamn mind, dude. You're propping this dude up. You're fucking propping the dude up. You know what I mean? Come on. She's gonna like, and they're not dressed all. I'm sure, you know, they had the fucking sweats on late night, so dude imprint. She saw that shit. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, yeah, he's a better dude, and he probably has a bigger dick.
Hey, he's got some immaculate hair, though.
See? She wants to be able to rub her fingers through some fucking hair. There's some nice, strong, Bosley president fucking hair, you know?
It's glued on real tight.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, you're killing me. That's what I always love having Johnny on the show. Johnny just says,
hey,
like, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So he said, let's take this down a comic route. I saw a meme. I'm thinking to myself, do you really want to go down this fucking rabbit hole, bro? You know what happened last time.
We just can't bring up China, though. No talking about China. We
okay. Okay, fuck it. Koreans.
No.
Fucking racist-ass country.
Right. The taboo word for today is Chinese.
That's a fucking safe word.
Right. I got booted off by the FCC because I spoke about how Chinese people drive.
I'm driving behind a fucking Chinese person right now in a fucking 89 Toyota Corolla that's going like 9 miles an hour, dude.
Is it a crystal blue? Is it a crystal blue or burgundy?
I'm fucking tan.
See, man, we better not go there. They let us talk about Michelle Obama's root. They let us talk about anything we want to, but the minute we bring up the Chinese, we get slammed. But hey, they didn't say nothing about Iran.
That segment was brought to you by Samsung and Top Ramen. That's why you couldn't say shit at that time.
Cup of noodles, motherfucker. Oh, man. This show, every time I have Johnny on, this show gets so sidetracked, but, you know, I got to admit, it's fun. You know,
hey,
MF.
It was a little light for a moment. We can get it back on track. We've been on track.
Yeah, we've been going good. But sometimes you get riled up, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to blurt shit out sometimes.
You know, sometimes you got to shit on.
And my wife's like, I can't take you nowhere. Not nowhere where there's people going to get fucking made fun of.
Don't all wives say that? Man, see, it's like anybody that likes to have a fun time, their wife says, I can't take you nowhere without embarrassing me.
Bro, hey, so here's our daily fucking routine. My wife calls me when she's on her way home. Babe, have something rolled up for when I get home. I'm like, all right, these bitches at work been fucking irritating me. Cool, I got you. We'll roll a blunt. What do you want for dinner? I don't know. Let's go out. Maybe we shouldn't smoke and then go out to eat because you know we're going to just fucking laugh. She's like, let's just have a good time. Let's take the kids out somewhere. We'll go out to eat. We're doing this shit tonight. I should fucking record it live. It never fucking fails, dude. Somebody somewhere is getting fucking shit talked to by my wife. It never fails. And the fucking comedy that comes out of this chick's mouth is hilarious, dude. Nobody fucking believes me. But if you're all depressed, smoke some weed. That shit helps out a lot.
Right? I did two dabs before the show, bro, and I'm feeling just fine.
Dude, we argue when we don't have weed. I'm like, dude, just fucking smoke this. I am like, dude, just smoke this and shut the fuck up. That's all you gotta do. Just smoke this. Shut the hell up. It's great.
Let's see, we've touched on politics, we've touched on Nancy Pelosi's gummy Donald Trump, we've touched on the Koreans and the Chinese. You know, oh God, this show kills me, man, because I truly have fun on this show. You know, I get to actually be who I want to be. You know, the monotony of life is too fucking powerful not to have a show to enjoy yourself, not to show people a different side of who we are in life. I mean, we're all fucking human. Everybody wants to go out in life and play this certain persona, but fuck, be yourself, man. You know, that's the best way about it, you know. Yeah, I have to be that fucking tighten up your ass cheeks, do these professional MMA and Muay Thai and boxing shows, but Wednesdays, I look forward to it, man. You know, MF, I think it's what, we've been doing this show for about, what, almost 2 years now?
Shit, I think a little bit over.
Yeah, you know.
We've been on our project there for like a good fucking year and a half, you know what I mean? So, well over 2 years, my friend.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I've probably seen it for at least 2 years. I've seen it pop up, you know, and shit like that. You know, so it's been a while, but you know, I mean, to add to what you were saying, Don, that's why I think this show we enjoy this show so much. You know what I mean? Is because we know how we are. We're like this in real life. We were just talking about a serious subject matter a few minutes ago, and then now we're fucking cracking up, laughing and cracking jokes, and you know, talking some shit. Dude, that's real life. Nobody's fucking serious 100% all day. You know, they're not. You know, you laugh in there and there. You know, you crack jokes. You fucking make mistakes. You know, you say shit that you shouldn't say. That's just real life. And that's why I fucking love this show so much, because it's a real life fucking show. Don can be like, hey, hold on. Okay, on a serious note, you know what I mean? Let's talk about what's going on in this year's election, you know? Or let's talk about Donald Trump getting a blowjob. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, fuck.
I want
some of that Pelosi, too. You know what I'm saying?
give me some of that gummy bear.
Pelosi sound like a filthy blowjob name anyway? I got that Pelosi last
time. She's talking like them metal fucking, what the fuck were they? Juju bees. The motherfuckers get stuck in your teeth.
Oh, hey, Johnny, I think you're onto something. Now we could call it a Pelosi.
The Pelosi, bro. I got some Pelosi last night, boy.
Oh, it's killing me. You know, it was so funny to see Donald Trump speak today because he was so fucking pissed off, but he didn't want to let the American people see it. He said he's content with, you know, losing the House, but, you know, I don't know. You know, I think this is just going to be a more destructive aspect to where we're going politically. I think the one thing that bothers me the most is now we have a greater divide. now we have people that are going to be more, you know, opportune to turning down votes. And one thing I did like about Trump today was he says, I do have executive power. So basically he was letting motherfuckers know that, hey, I got a pen that can stop all your shit. You know, I could veto this. I could do this. You know, MF, when you hear Donald Trump finally state that I have executive authority to override, how promising is that for you being a Trump supporter?
Hold on, one second, before you answer this. Perfect punchline. He has the Trump card.
Man, if that wasn't appropriate, I don't know what is.
That executive pin is a fucking Trump card. Trumps all your shit. And it's proven it, dude. He's fucking proven it, dude. He can pay for a fucking hooker, porn star, to fuck her and shut the fuck up, and it'd be cool. He can grab bitches by the pussy, and it's fine. He has that Trump card, bro. And a lot of people, that's that fucking power that people are afraid of. He has fucking power. And it pisses me off that, yeah, he may have lost the House, right? Why? Because only people are voting against him to be against him. What's up with the real deal, Holyfield, bro? What's up with the real the real reason why is because a lot of these people are voting because they don't like him. What about real fucking issues? You know what I mean? That's, you know. Go ahead, MF. Sorry.
Oh shit, you're all good. I'm fucking enjoying what you were saying. But shit, first things first, I'm not a Trump supporter. I voted for Trump. There's a difference. And I do like the motherfucker because of how he is, and I like the fact that I can pretty much call what he's going to do before he fucking does. So that's really about it. But going on the shit on what happened, yeah, they lost the fucking House, but that really doesn't mean anything. It's like, you look at the map, you look at the numbers, they didn't win the House by that fucking much, dude. Like, they were talking about a blue wave this, blue wave that. That was like a blue fucking trickle, you know what I mean? That was a little fucking shit. But it's like, you look at all the main shit on the West Coast and the East Coast that was predominantly fucking blue, is now leaning blue. Like, it was all by a small margin on that they fucking won, dude. So it's like, people are starting to fucking kind of get savvy to what's actually fucking happening. But then you look at that, too, the fact that Trump did something about with Pelosi. You know what I mean? Well, he was saying that she should be the Speaker of the House. Boom. That's going to cause a lot of infighting in between the fucking liberals. And then, what's it called? When he made his little fucking post this morning, we were talking about his executive fucking powers. The main thing he said, he was like, I'll start ordering investigations into all of you. He's like, you guys want to play the game? I'm better. That's pretty much what he told me. He was like, oh, you guys think you're going to obstruct some shit and fucking waste a lot of time doing these witch hunts? Oh, no. He's like, my executive powers will now be used for this. I haven't used them in any other way, shape, or form outside of this stupid shit. So, it's just kind of funny how he let all that shit play out. Yeah, they got the fucking House. They're not going to be able to do anything fucking with it. The blue states are now starting to lean blue, so it's like they're already kind of starting to fucking dwindle as it is. But then you look at the main fucking thing. This isn't a short-term thing, dude. Like, all this is doing is this is showing you what the next 2020 election is going to be. Everything that was blue before is now leaning blue, and a lot of fucking red is popping up fucking everywhere. And then you got Trump, like what Johnny said. He's got the Trump card, dude. Like, he's playing this shit to win. He's already figured out how to win the next fucking election. And this fucking midterm election right now, the Democrats think they're going to do something about it. He's waiting for them. He's literally just baited them into it. He was like, yeah, I got executive powers. Let's see what you do. He's baiting them into wasting more time fighting him, and he's just going to take them off one by one. Because think about it. They have no champion. They have no message outside of, like what Johnny said. They just don't like the motherfucker. So it's like they really have nothing on real-life issues, situations. This is every single thing that they've done has all been for political gain, power. California, best fucking example. All that shit was just a transfer of fucking money. You know, it's like you look at, like, the senators. We had two Democrats going up against each other. So there's no fucking, you know, checks and balance there, but they want to talk about checks and balance. And for the first time since fucking Arnold, you had another fucking Republican come up, but he got smoked by 14%. But even then, getting smoked by 14% ain't shit in California. You know, I mean, he should have been landslided, but he was only 14% behind. So it's just kind of showing us, like, people are waking up and kind of seeing what's happening right now, but they're also seeing shit from the fucking right to where it's like people are going to hate the right, they're going to hate the left, and eventually they're just going to follow the motherfucker that what? Both sides hate. Trump's a genius, bro.
Hey, who's got a speakerphone? Because the audio is fucked up.
That'd be Johnny. He's driving.
Oh, man. Johnny, you too.
No,
you're
my bad.
Artist, bro.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, bro. I was going to say, you're an artist, man.
I'm sitting in front of my daughter's school, and I'm screaming in the phone, and there's kids looking at me. So I just flipped them off. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they're probably looking at you like, which one is he picking?
I had to do it before they flipped me off. Shit, these kids are flipping off early ages, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll break that out of
the finger.
Snatch my motherfucker
and flip
me off again.
Fucking parents think it's cute. Oh, my God, flip them off. Oh, my God, it's so cute. No, it ain't, bitch.
You know, I wish we had Travis on today's show, man, because, MF, I'm sure you've seen that video of I posted where they now have an animated finger that you could put on your cell phone. It'll caress you, it'll scratch you, it'll do a number of things, you know. And of course, as usual, Travis is a little punk bitch and flaked out two times in a row now. Now he's going to have to earn the right to come back on the show.
You know, lotion promotions, dog.
Yeah,
Lubriderm. Lotion promotion. That's right. Hey, Don needs some ointment rubbed on his foot.
Yeah,
you know, see, young bucks like that don't understand. Once you hit 50 and you get a little bit older, when you go to take a shit, your nuts hit the water, man. So he better enjoy life now. I'll forgive him this time, because last week I let his number play out on live radio again, just to be an ass.
Right.
I don't know if you want a shot. We'll make it for specially for you. Especially for you. We'll make it special, saying, on the Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, this is a Gold Weekly special. We called Tits Highland. We'll make it just for you.
Oh, you know, I'm surprised he doesn't get mad at me, because I've picked on him more than I think I have ever anybody, but the kid's cool, man. Even though he has three nuts, hey, it's all good, man. I'm not going to pick on him too bad when he's not here, but I'm sure he's listening. So, you know, it is what it is, man. The mountain folk are a little bit different. He probably had a date with his sister or his cousin or something, or even Aspen Ladd's mom. But, you know, the show must go on. You know,
I'll take some Pelosi from Aspen Ladd's mom.
What's that?
I'll take some Pelosi from Aspen Ladd's mom.
Wouldn't we all?
Hey, Johnny, you just did it, bro. You got to say something about Pelosi Fallopian. You know what I mean? You got to somehow mix those two together. Oh, that's beautiful.
Dude,
Pelosi Fallopian.
Dude,
yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what is it? What is it? Fellatio? Some type
fellatio.
Of shit like that.
Fellatio
from...
Oh, man. That's fucking hilarious. Shit. I'm dying. You know, Bill Cosby's in prison going, oh, fuck, man. There goes my opportunity with my pudding pop. You know the nigga, man.
It's his sauce. It's his special barbecue sauce. You ever remember that episode of the Cosby's, though? When he was giving them over to barbecue.
Dude,
sauce,
yes!
It's
fucking creepy, bro!
Dude, that is my.
Dude, he goes.
Now, I left some sauce upstairs. He's like, bro, like, he straight up said it. Like, anybody want some roofie barbecue sauce?
That is wild, bro. Hey, speaking of people that are in prison, you see old Whitey Bulger got iced.
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't hear that? Whitey Bulger, yeah, bro. Fucking got shanked up. He transferred prisons and within
a wheelchair or some shit and got ran up on.
What's that?
Yeah. I heard something about fucking like he was in a wheelchair and got ganged up on and they just poked him.
They beat him with a sock and a sock and a lock.
Oh,
but
what?
Yeah, it was his a lock and a sock.
A lock.
I'm sure.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm sure he got poked up too. But dude, hey man, I mean like fuck. The dude that did it, like you know, did it said, hey dude, it was me.
Those
I fucking
like Tommy knockers or something.
I don't know the exact, but I know he was like, hey, I fucking hate snitches. I hate rats. I hate fucking rapists. He was like, and you're gonna put this guy in our prison? They're like, fuck that. And they, hey, you live. And that's a perfect example of live by the sword, die by the sword. You know what I'm saying? But dude, that is fucking crazy, bro. Less than one fucking day of him being transferred prisons, he gets fucking killed. That's nuts, bro. That's crazy. You just gotta think: is Bill Cosby gonna be able to serve his full term, or is he gonna get is he gonna get put in pop too?
Well, you know, since he was in a wheelchair, I guess you can add this to it. That's two thumbs up and a snap around the motherfucking corner. That was wrong.
I thought you were gonna hit the hydraulic sound too after a second.
I could go there. I got the whole leg. See, that's one thing, you know. You know, one thing that's pissing me off about Facebook, this is how, and Johnny, you even know this, because I've explained it to you, you've been on my music show. When you give a studio version, when an artist sends a studio version of their music to a radio show, you basically give that radio show exclusivity or a right to use your music. And Facebook and me have been going to battle over this. Lately, they've been on a rampage going through trying to delete all of my videos because I put music to them. Well, the thing of it is, I'm promoting the artists that come on my show because I put their music to the videos of the fighters that I put in the video or the slideshows that I do. But they try to come at me and said, Sony Entertainment. Well, you know, first and foremost, I know the producers, the studios, and the people that deal with these artists. There's not one of them under Sony Entertainment. You know, so right. I gave them the middle finger, and I actually won this war. You know, for the first time I've won a war against Facebook. They tried to take down, in all honesty, I think it was 39 or 40 videos due to copyright violation, and I fought the battle, and I guess I won. They reinstated all my videos, and you know. But the thing of it is where does Facebook get the right to determine what is allowed of said ownership, what is allowed for them to make a decision? You know, basically, I'm starting to look at Facebook as communist book. I don't know what your guys' opinion is. I think they control what the people see, how they see it, because I know for a simple fact that if I post something on another social media outlet, it gets 10 times the amount of love than it does on Facebook. I post my stuff on Facebook, and I don't get nowhere near the love. What are your guys' thoughts on, do you think Facebook is gone from liberal to communistic?
Is that a serious question?
Yes.
all they want to do is fucking control what anybody hears and how it happens. Dude, there was that whole fucking thing on the algorithm, you know, like, you had to start commenting on people's shit and liking their shit, and it was like, you got 1,000 friends, but you only seen 25. I'm like, what the fuck? You're controlling who the fuck I talk to? And it's like, it's the algorithms that go on. It's like all these people, it's like, oh, I like this, I like this, I do this, I do this. You'll see on the about sections, you know, how many movies, what books, what fucking everything else. And they'll categorize you and only let you, like, fuck with the people that you have common interests with. Why? Because they want everybody getting along. They don't want nobody fucking disagreeing and coming up with different shit. Or they fucking, you know, will allow trolls to go on there and do whatever the fuck they want. They'll let these people say whatever they want, but a double standard on these people. And it's no fucking, it's no mystery on why fucking, you know, it all of a sudden took away a lot of your fucking love. This has been the same thing on fucking everybody's end, you know what I mean? But yeah, fuck yeah, they're communists. Call me fucking pricks, you know what I mean? That actually drives me to a fucking point, you know what I mean? Like, if you have socialism without capitalism, it turns into fucking communism, you know what I mean? But if you have capitalism without socialism, it turns into fascism. So, as long as both sides are fighting over which one's fucking right, until they realize that both sides equal the fucking whole, everybody's going to continue bickering over what they believe to be fucking right and true. Facebook is no fucking different.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Johnny. What are your thoughts, sir, homeboy?
Well, like I've with the whole music thing, I honestly think they want to be top dog to me. They don't want nobody else. You know what I mean? I had an option when I had my album released to release it to Facebook. You know what I mean? And this was, I caught an alert. I'm like, you know, your music could be sold on Facebook. How am I going to sell my music on Facebook? You know what I mean? So I didn't get all into that. I'm like, dude, now Facebook's dipping into the music industry. So that doesn't, when you, it didn't surprise me when they say, hey, that music's copyrighted. Why? Because they probably want to use it. You know what I mean? They want credit for other shit. And I don't know how they make their money with the advertisements or whatever, but I'm like, dude, now Facebook's getting into fucking music. You know, they're already fucking, you know, they're already huge, you know, as they are. They bought Instagram out, you know, they bought, you know, shit like that. But I just think that they want it all for themselves, bro. I mean, all the information, all the outlets, all everything. Instagram was a problem for Facebook before Facebook bought them out, and they fucking knew it. So why did you buy them out? You know, it's just I just think they're trying to be the man, dude. That's basically, and then that's usually what we're talking about, like communists. It's what it is, dude. It's a fucking. They want to be the only one. My rules, I say what you guys, you know, goes on here, and that's just how it is. And that's basically what you just said. You know, they want to be the only ones, you know, doing shit like that.
Yeah, I feel you. You know, I don't know, man. It's things are getting kind of crazy. Things seem to, society will never be the same, man. I find the more real I post, the more people that walk away from my page, and I kind of like that retrospect because, man, if you don't want to be on my page, you don't want to see real, then get the fuck off it anyway. You know, I love doing this show because, like you said, we can all talk about what we want. We can all share the thoughts that we want, but we're getting kind of close to wrap-up time. Shit, an hour flew by today. You know, I don't even think an hour is enough to even do this show in, but MF's on his little prissy schedule, so we gotta abide by that. But, you know, I guess the best way to word this would be, MF, if you look at all the election aspects, you look at everything that's transpired overnight, what would your thought of the week be? And since Travis is in here, we know it's not him, so what would your thought of the week be for the listeners?
Self-accountability. That is my fucking word for the day, just because I'm in that mood. Yeah, people need to hold themselves accountable for their own actions and kind of riding off what Johnny said. Do shit on your own. Learn how to do shit on your own. Stop fucking relying on people. And this actually is my main fucking point. You can trust people, but don't ever fucking rely on them. It's real shit. Real shit, because you'll always be disappointed because everybody's going to do what they got to do for self-preservation. No matter how close you are, no matter what it is, it comes down to you or them. At least 98% of the time, they're going to choose themselves. So, you can trust them all you want. Just don't rely on them.
Yeah, I feel that. You know, Johnny, why don't you give a shout-out to where people can find you and listen to your music and give us your thought of the show and thought of the week, bruh.
You can find me on Instagram at Cash. The number 9 spelled out 1, and then the number 6. I'm not on Facebook. That's a personal page. Twitter, the same. KA$H. I'm just pretty much basically on Instagram. Same thing with SoundCloud. I only have a few songs up on there. But, man. MF took the words right out of my mouth, man. It's just self. You know what I mean? It's be selfish. Be selfish in the right ways. Be selfish in your love, number one. You know, be selfish, you know, when it comes to information. You know, be selfish when it comes to, you know, information. Just get in there for yourself and do it for you. You know what I mean? And I'm a father, so I have little kids looking up to me. do it for them. You know, show them, you know, show them the way, you know, to do things themselves, you know, not to be, not to rely on anybody, not to depend on anybody, man, because people will let you down. People will let you down. You know who's never letting you down? You. You know, and the reason, you know, at times that you did let yourself down is because you relied on somebody, you know, and you probably kicked yourself in the ass for doing it. But be selfish, you know, in a good way, in a good way.
Yeah, you know, I kind of like that, you know, because, I mean, see, it's great because we could all sit on here and we can all joke, we can all say whatever we want in life, but when it really comes down to it, we're just normal, everyday, average people. You know, trying to get our thoughts out there, trying to share, you know, who we are. And, you know, so I guess the best way to say it is the way I'm going to leave today's show is with my thought.
Get that Pelosi.
The Palacio.
Get that Palacio. Get that Palacio.
No, my final thought is the only people I owe my loyalty to are those who never made me question theirs. And, you know what, people, if you just sit back and think about that, the only people I owe my loyalty to are those who never made me question theirs. And in that, I think you'll find a true aspect of who you are. I think you'll find a true aspect of the dot, not the circle, but the dot that you need to be in. With that being said, homies, it was another tremendous week. I'm going to take us out with some Cash 916. But to both of you, my brothers, peace and much love.
Yeah.
God bless.
Have a good one.
Hey, smooth. Volume up. Turn it up, yeah, that part. All bass, no treble, yeah, that part. You hear the motherfucking strings, yeah, that part. I'm just in it for the cream, yeah, that part. I grew up with hood dreams, yeah, that part. So I want a hood thing, yeah, that part. Must have the mayo on gold things, that part. Cuban link, pinky ring, yeah, that part. Thick ass bankroll, yeah, that part. Hella thick assholes, yeah, that part. So like Tupac, fresh out, spitting on you niggas. Or something like a dyke, I'm spitting on you kids. Shoulders, homie, you can get the mittens. We can go for the holster and the boat to get the spit. Gorilla militia tactics, yeah, that part. I'm a Sacramento king, yeah, that part.
That part.
He's in my 9-hole 16, that part.
Cash.